Our appreciation gift to our charity partners today is a commemorative Titans football autographed by quarterback Matt Hasselbeck. We hope that it finds a prominent place in your office. And we certainly appreciate Matt joining us today, not only as a 14-year NFL veteran, but as one of our Titans Community Man of the Year finalists. He fits in with so many great volunteers here today as he supports many great local charities as well as worthy projects across the globe. Please join me in welcoming Matt Hasselbeck to say a few words.
Thanks, Mike. Can you guys hear me okay? Bob asked me if I'd have the opportunity to come down and speak to you guys today, and I was excited for the chance to do that for two reasons. First of all, anytime I get to come down and perform at LP Field without any chance of getting tackled, that's a good thing. And but the real reason is just that, you know, throughout my career, I've been really, really fortunate. And one of the reasons that I think I've had the gratitude or the attitude of gratitude through it is the opportunities that I've been given as an NFL football player to give back, to visit those less fortunate, to visit those in need, to visit those that you just want to shake their hand and say thank you for their service. And every single time that I've done that, I have felt like I have received much more than I've ever given. And when I got to Tennessee, I really didn't know much about the Titans. I'd played here once in 2005. And when you go and travel to a city, you don't see the city. I mean, you go from the airport to your hotel room. There's a security guard on your floor. They say it's to keep people out, but I think it's to keep us in. I had a view of nothing. I don't even know where I stayed. So I knew nothing about Nashville. And so when I had the opportunity to come sign here with the Titans, in 2000 and, well, 2 years ago, whatever year it was. It's confusing. You know, I was really excited to learn, obviously, about the Tennessee Titans, but what I didn't understand or what I didn't know fully was how committed they were to the community here in Nashville. And I've played on three teams, the Green Bay Packers, the Seattle Seahawks, and now the Titans. And both those other two teams do an amazing job in the community. But the Titans are right there with them. For a team that has not been here since the 50s like the Packers or early in the 70s like the Seahawks, they are firmly entrenched in doing great work around this community. So I think as a player, you're really proud to wear the emblem that you get to wear on your helmet. You're proud to wear the jersey, the uniform, and even more so with the Titans for me personally. Knowing what we do in the community, what my teammates, how many people participate, not just here in Nashville, but across the state of Tennessee. And even we did a couple trips in Kentucky and Alabama and just really wherever there's a Titans fan. And so I'm really excited for the opportunity to be here, just to share in the award ceremony with you guys. And I guess someone's going to win today. So as Mike mentioned, I was one of the finalists for our award. So I lost. So, you know, if you guys don't get it, you know, no sweat. Been there. It hurts a little. Sting goes away later. No, I'm kidding. But in all sincerity, thank you very much for your commitment to us and partnering with us on game day. It means a lot to all of us, players, coaches, our families, and everybody really that works in the building. So thank you.
It's now time to recognize our 2012 Titans Community Quarterback Award winners and to award a total of $17,500 in grants from Mr. Adams and the Titans Foundation to organizations where they serve. When the Community Quarterback Award program was first introduced in 2000, Paul Tagliabue, who was the commissioner at the time, had this to say, quote, "The NFL has a long history of serving the fans and communities that support us. We've always applauded the efforts of those who try to make their communities better. The Titans Community Quarterback Award is a way to recognize these volunteers and to encourage others to participate. There are three such volunteers with us today, and they were selected from a very large group of very giving individuals from across the state of Tennessee." So here we go, the moment you've all been waiting for. Very proud of the three of you. And rest assured, each of our finalists are great representatives of their programs. At this time, I'd like to ask that our finalists and one agency representative come forward and stand to my left with Don and Matt. So let's take just a second to get them up here. On behalf of Mr. Adams, we'll now announce the results of the judging process and award the $17,500 from the Titans Foundation to the agencies where these finalists serve. In the essence of time, I will not repeat the impressive details of each winner's volunteer record because it's found in your programs. But if you haven't looked at it, please pick up one of those programs and you will be blown away with what each of these three people have accomplished. Once we've recognized our three winners, we'd like to have the three of you join Matt and Don and the ladies for a group photo. In addition to the grants, we have a very special trophy for both the nominee and their organization celebrating this honor. When I call your name, please come forward to receive your trophies and grant. We'd first like to recognize and salute our 2012 Titans Community Quarterback Award finalist, who earned a $2,500 grant for her organization. Please join me in recognizing Margaret Neblett of Preston Taylor Ministries. Congratulations, Margaret. We'll now announce a $5,000 grant to our runner-up, Dr. Roy Thompson of the Interfaith Dental Clinic. So I guess you know what this means. And the winner of the 2012 Titans Community Quarterback Award, who earns a $10,000 grant from Mr. Adams and the Titans Foundation, is Renee Bob of the Safe Haven Homeless Shelter. Renee and all of our winners today are shining examples of how each and every one of us has the ability to share the gift of our time and resources to help others. Renee, we have a tradition here. We don't want to put you on the spot, but when you win, we'd like to ask you to say just a few words, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, our 2012 Titans Community Quarterback Award winner, Renee Bach.
Good afternoon. On behalf of myself, of course, and Safe Haven Family Shelter, it is truly an honor to receive such a prestigious award. I want to thank the Titans team and, of course, the judges who actually selected me as a winner. And who would have thought that 5 years ago I was homeless, a single mother of two children, and look at how I've been able to turn my life around and be able to give back to the community, give back to an organization that has blessed me and my family so much. Thank you so much, and God bless you.
But here to close our program, Titans Executive Vice President, Don McLaughlin.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much, Matt. Thank you, Shokiz. Thank you, Tiffany, for taking the time out this afternoon for what is truly a special day for Mr. Adams. This is one where, in talking to him regularly, this is an event he's very proud of, because it gives back to the volunteers throughout our great state of Tennessee, volunteers that help out on a daily basis and make such a difference in their communities for all of the different charities that are involved and nonprofit organizations. So thank you very, very much. On behalf of Mr. Adams, too, he wants to congratulate all the finalists. Certainly, it was a tough decision, and everyone was a winner today because all of you received a first-place vote. So, as Matt said earlier, Ryan Seacrest would have had a hard time with this, but it was very, very close, and you're all to be complimented and commended for the work you do in your respective communities. On behalf of the organization, thank you for the judges, for the time that you put in, the time and effort and studying all the information and the documentation that Bob Hyde, wherever Bob, thank you for all the work you've done. Joshua, thank you. Community Relations Office did a great job in coordinating all this. And the game day volunteers. 7 game days. We couldn't do it without you and all the effort that you take in collecting items, again, to give back to needy people in the community. So thank you very much for taking the time to be here. Mike has said we want some photo opportunities afterwards. And I want to remind you, on your way out, please take a gift. There are some gifts there that are laid out on the bar on the way down by the escalator. So thank you very, very much. It's a wonderful event. It's now 13 years that Mr. Adams has been putting this on, giving almost $300,000 in donations to organizations that are very, very deserving. So thank you very much and have a great afternoon.